May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. When Philip brought the situation up to Jesus that they were facing, and Jesus began to speak to him, one of the things that it said in that scripture in the John passage is that Jesus knew what he was intending to do. And it's important that we understand that not saying there that Jesus was planning on, as God, to perform a miracle. That would be cool, because God does miracles. But Jesus lived on earth as the Son of Man. And he lived as an example to us as someone who lived by faith. He was the author and the perfecter of a life of faith. So it wasn't that Jesus knew that God, he as God, was about to perform a miracle. Jesus was always trying to teach them was how to live by faith. And what it said that what he intended to do was simply be in agreement with the Father. He was going to handle the situation by faith. Now, he had clear insight into what the Father was doing, because he says he only did those things he saw the Father doing and only said those things he heard the Father saying. And out of that growing experience of union with his Father, not growing union, you can't grow more one than one, but you do grow in your understanding and experience of oneness. A married couple doesn't get more married, but they figure out how marriage works as time goes by. And so it feels more like one, even though you don't get more one than the day you started. And Jesus, in his union with the Father, had insight into what the Father was up to in this situation. And that's what it meant by what he intended. He knew what he intended to do. It wasn't to perform a miracle, but to steward one, to release one, to allow the Father to perform one through him. One of the things it says in that passage is that he gave thanks, and then having given thanks, this miracle began to manifest itself. And then the very next day, he gets in the boat, goes the other side, but it says that remembering the day before how the Lord did this miracle after he had given thanks. So the Holy Spirit makes a big deal of the fact that Jesus gave thanks, which is the way he expressed faith in that situation. He was confident that whatever he took, the Father would undertake. And he only took what he saw the Father said he wanted to do. He took by faith the Father would undertake in power. But the other thing, there's so many things in that story, but it struck me again this morning, was that little kid. He couldn't have been the only kid or the only person around who had brought something to snack on. There was 15,000 to 20,000 people there that day, counting the women and the children. And yet this little kid offers up five loaves, and the language there is they were like five like matzo crackers. They were not like loaves of bread. There were five crackers and a few little fish. They weren't like huge 10-pound bass, but they were like a few little sardines, something that a little kid would have that evidently mom had packed for him. We could snack, and I'm sure mom was there. She didn't send him off by himself, or maybe he was with a relative or whatever. But there had to have been other people around with some food. It was just not much. Certainly not enough to feed that many people. But it's interesting how the scripture points out that little kid. That means something, that this little kid offers up what he had, even though it wasn't much. And I think the point being is that as evidently the kid heard the story being told, what was the conversation, or maybe those just sitting around, Philip or Thomas or somebody said, anybody got any food? And obviously nobody did, or not much. Or people would go, you know, this little something. We were not planning on being here all day long. This little kid makes sure that what he had got to Jesus. Because somehow he assumed that if he could get that in the hands of this guy, that the miraculous would happen. Because he knew how to steward the presence of God. Wasn't much, but this little boy had more faith than all the disciples, the apostles at this point had, because their conclusion was that the obvious reality is, let's face reality here, this is an impossible situation, so send them all home. because we don't have enough here. Even if we had 200 denarii worth, it wouldn't be enough to feed this many people. But all this little kid knew, if he could get this stuff in this guy's hands, something miraculous would happen. Well, Jesus, of course, it did happen because he did walk by faith and he did steward this miracle. But we now carry Christ in us as God. And we're going to often face things. Luke, with that song that Josh Baldwin was singing, I guess that was sort of extemporaneous, Luke, that they were doing that song. When it feels like you're surrounded, I'm surrounded by you. Well, that's really cool. I mean, that's a great theology. Not that God's kind of surrounding me, but I'm in Christ, and so I'm surrounded by him. I'm enclosed in Christ. And I'm often... one of the interesting things about getting older is that you either grow and walk in faith or you fall apart because you're just less capable physically of being in control of everything. That's really particularly true, I think, for men, because men like to be in control. And the older we get, and less control we have, it gets a little scary and you feel like you can't make things work out the way you want them to. And so that's why it's so important that even though the outer man's decaying, the inner man's being renewed day by day. And as you get older, it's not that the crises get less. It's like, I'm going to finally grow out of this stage in my life with these crises. They just get scarier because you just feel a little more helpless physically, that kind of stuff. But the reality never changes. The reality is, if I can just get this to him, just as Jesus, when I got the boy, got it to Jesus because the boy knew that Jesus was going to get it to the Father. And if I could just get this to him, my little loaves and fish... There is a different reality here. And what Jesus did, he saw up, down. He saw what the Father was up to, and he spoke into that situation and responded to that situation, thank the Father in light of the resources of heaven, because that's how he saw the situation from heaven's perspective, and released heaven's resources into that circumstance. That's what faith is all about. That's the... renewing of your mind. So I think that's what it's like to have the heart of a little child, is that nobody else bothered to try to get anything to Jesus because they figured he couldn't do much with it, it wouldn't be enough. But this little kid thought, if I could just get this to Jesus, it may not be much, but in his hands, somehow it'll be enough. And no matter how inadequate you might feel, or weak you might feel, or whatever it is you're facing, how much bigger it might look or seem to you, the truth is, from heaven's perspective, it's just a little thing today, a little short deal that says that if you're a Christian, you don't have any problems. If you're in Christ, you have solution. Jesus is the solution. My little loaves, my little fish, my little weakness and inadequacy in light of the stuff that I face, as long in his hands, or an opportunity for him to perform miraculous. And Jesus was just, his faith was, he didn't beg, he didn't plead, he didn't, like, email the prayer chain. he just thanked the Father. Just sort of sunk into the reality that he was in union with somebody who did the miraculous as routine. You're in Christ, same thing. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.